You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Quan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
Today, we're talking about adult friendships.
All right.
Specifically.
Kind of like adult diapers.
What?
I don't know why. Because it's just funny how we always have to emphasize like adult friendships, adult friendships.
I think it's different. That's why we're talking about it today. So specifically, how to make friends as an adult.
There we go. There we go.
Like, because I do think it's different. We've been talking about this. So originally, we had another topic that we recorded and we're like, nah, we're gonna like switch it, because we really were just wanting to talk about adult friendships. Yes. So specifically, let's talk about it. Is it different than other friendships? And is it difficult to make them? I think it's very clear what my stance is. I think it is difficult to make adult friendships.
What? This at is what a good point question. Do you go, I am making an adult.
Yeah, I have the same question. Do we have a definition?
Yes. I have a definition.
Okay, well, yes. I want to hear yours.
Yeah, we should. So my definition is after school.
After college.
After school. Because this is why I think it gets harder to make friends as an adult. Because, right, for the majority of your, however long you go to school, some people go to grad school and all this stuff, right? You have classes or a set structure with the same people every single day for 8 hours. So even if you have nothing in common, you will spend seven to nine months with the same people over and over and again. If you don't change schools, you could do that for, 18 years.
Right.
Or 12 years.
Are you including college in there?
I do include college in there.
So I have the similar definition. What about you, Mia?
Mia hasn't thought about it. It's just, I don't know why I want to laugh every time I hear the word adult friendships.
Adult friendships.
But I agree. Generally speaking, it's when your life has hit a point where you don't really have that structure.
The forced interaction.
Exactly. The forced
or a set interaction.
Yeah. Yeah, like a situation where you're like, I mean, I guess work in that sense fits the description, so, but it just feels
I'll make a distinction. Okay. Why I think it's a distinction for work is at least, so I think most people, when they start working, they are the people that they're working with have already been working for some time.
Right. Yeah.
I definitely had a different experience and I think a lot of people who are coming out of college, this concept of start classes is more of a thing in a lot of these big companies. So you will join with a bunch of people that are your age. So like kind of like a start class, kind of like
they call it that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I don't know. Mia, did you? Okay. So not every company has this, right? And so I do think it's a nice way to ease you into, into the workplace, because, you're starting with everybody your age. Usually everybody's doing the same job.
In my work, we have like training classes. So like the people that, because you do got to get trained all the time. So when I first joined my firm, I made friends with like the people in my training class. It's like you start at the same time.
Yeah. And then do you guys become real friends?
Yeah.
After
I was gonna ask you that.
The people in my class, in my industry, no, because some of those people quit after a year. Right. And also, I didn't really become friends with them. I could see where somebody might, which is one way to make friends.
Somebody not me.
Yes.
Yeah,
I didn't. Yes. So I think that, so for me, since I did have that like entry level start class experience, but see, here's the thing, like even though, I came in with a bunch of people that are my age, blah, 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 maybe you come in with like 10, a dozen people. You only make like a couple of them are actually, exactly. Some people, a lot of the people that I started with, I don't talk to at all.
So I define it. So I agree with you in that like adult friends are post-college. I define it as before that you make friends also out of necessity, right? Especially in college for me. If you're going out.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
If you're going out to drink and party, you're going to do it alone. So you're pushed to make friends. So you're pushed to get to know people and be social. Whereas at work, after you're 22, 23, you kind of have your friends group from college or your or wherever, mm. or in your case, Mia, like family that you're really close to, a sibling, where like you have the choice. You don't have to be pushed into friendships.
So for I me, it's see. Like I'm That's interesting.
I decide I want to be friends with this person.
That's true.
So
you do.
It takes a lot more effort. So for me, an adult friendship takes effort. A ton of effort, because you can easily not see each other again.
That's true. Mm,
right?
That's
You're not true. Forced into anything. So it becomes harder because you both yeah. got to want it. And yeah. then your criteria changes. Like in school, okay, I'm partying with this person because they have time and they're fun. And as an adult, it's like, what am I looking for in a friend? So your criteria changes.
Yeah. Mm. So right? I think that that's why it gets harder, because mm-hmm. again, if you, a lot of people, I think I'm on the opposite side here, where mm-hmm. like, I feel like a lot of people are not looking to have friends, are not looking to make friends, because like what you said, it's like,
you're right.
it takes more effort. Yes. You have to decide, right? You have to decide. And so
yeah.
when you, even if you're someone that does want to make friends right. and you try to make friends, you quickly realize, okay, a large majority
Not
of the people,
wants to make friends.
Exactly. A large majority of the people here do not want to make friends. Right. And that's also something that I'm like, I've shared with both yeah. of you. It's like, man, it can be hard to kind of be open.
Yeah.
Right. Because, and even like share about yourself and things like that, yeah. because it's like, okay, clearly everybody just wants to come here and get out. and
you're talking about in work situations.
Yeah. And I think that like, I probably had a very different, I think I was really lucky. Like when mm-hmm. I first started working, I've made a lot of incredible friends that are still friends to this day that I did not meet in school and things yeah, like that.
That's great.
So I think that that's also
During
what makes it harder.
During your early years at Google.
Yes, okay. yes,
so
yes.
So you still talk to these people.
I do.
That's
I do.
Amazing.
Yes.
I
like I've been
amazing.
In their weddings. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
yeah.
when we worked together, how many years ago? 14 years ago
what?
Now? No. More. 16 years ago.
Wait,
2008.
Hold on.
2008.
No.
16 years ago.
No, 2009. No, 2011. 2011. It was 2011.
2011?
Yes, I'm 100% right. sure.
So 11 years. No, 2011. 13 years ago.
13 years.
A long time
13
ago.
13 years ago.
Many moons ago.
I mean,
That's
the people
crazy.
That I work with then, I mean, to this day, like Vincent, you know, like he's my boy. Yeah. Like we don't talk a lot, but if we do, we're like old buddies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we do keep up. We'll
yeah.
Like, hey, he's got two kids now. You know,
crazy,
it's crazy, right?
It's crazy.
A single kid, he's two kids. Yeah. So I would say the people that you and I work with, I made they're like because we went through hell together.
Yes,
you
know, yes.
In a way,
trauma bond.
Trauma bonding. You know, running a restaurant in New York City back in 2008 was really difficult. So we bonded a lot.
Mm-hmm.
College, you know, actually, I kind of grew apart from a lot of my college friends. You know, I do mm-hmm. attend weddings here and
actually
there.
Actually did
but,
as well.
You know, after, because college, I feel like you bond for like 4 years. In my case, 6 years. Borderline seven. So I had a little more time.
Uh-huh.
But like over time, after college, you definitely lose touch a little bit, right? Whereas like high school friends, sometimes you don't, because every summer you're going back home and you're seeing them again and again, and they're like your boys or girls for life.
I think it really depends on the person, because
I think
for some people
does.
They hold on to their college friends.
Definitely.
And some people they lose all their college
yeah.
and high school friends, but they hold on to their elementary school.
He doesn't
friends.
Have
what?
Anyone elementary, college.
Elementary
and,
is way too long ago,
okay,
unfortunately.
College
so.
And high school, she has one friend.
Okay.
She made all her friends post-college.
Okay. What's so interesting, because
yeah.
we talked to you about this,
yeah,
and she
yeah.
was like,
you
I don't believe...
some of the same friends.
Yes,
yeah.
but she was like, I don't believe in adult friendships,
yeah.
even though all of her friends right now are
because
from adults.
I think she has a different definition.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Of that. I think... So, like, another type of adult friend is, like, even, like, way be... It's like you. It's like a friend you would make... now in your more mm-hmm. established
yeah yeah yeah,
right?
yeah.
Well,
okay
rare.
There's another
yeah.
type of adult
okay.
friendships when you have kids and your kids go
oh.
to the same school
yes.
together
okay we haven't even
you're,
gotten
you're,
to
I know
that
I know
yet.
You're
so
but
like
we're, since
another,
we're talking
yeah.
in definitions
so I think that that's like in terms of if we go into yeah. the how do you actually make
yeah.
adult friends I think the kids one that you
yeah.
mentioned dude I think life stage is actually more important
yeah,
than like
than
hobby
yeah.
or age
yeah.
or anything like that because you could be 20 or you could be 40 and you guys could be having the first kid. Okay, 35. Like, and you guys are in the same life stage. So I think it's about
shared experiences.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. And I'll add another one. Not in my case, but in other couples I know, you start to make couples friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
As a couple.
Yes.
Like, haven't you? Okay, so all the time it's like, oh, let's do this together, like the four of us. That's Yi's worst nightmare. She's like, why are you always roping me into? I meet clients. I'm like, I met a nice couple.
I remember when you were invited to one of your clients' home for like dinner or something.
All the time. I'm like, babe, let's go. She's like, she's a true introvert.
Yes.
Right. It's not like she just like, I don't want to make new friends. I got my friends. But that's a real thing, like couples that are friends.
So I think that, life stage, I think if we're going like tactics here, like life is find people within your same life stage. Mm-hmm. Yi had a good one too.
Okay.
Do you remember hers?
No.
Hers was like, find someone.
Don't tell her, I forgot.
make friends with an extrovert.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
they have
a bunch of friends.
They would have to go out and prowl for friends.
Because she was like, I have never... Yeah. Made, I think she was like, what is she was like, I have never just like made new, like made a bunch of new friends. It's always been one friend that's made a bunch of them for me.
Okay. So between the three of us, we're the extroverts. Yeah. Right? I would say Kwan's that friend.
Yep.
That would broaden your friend group.
Yep.
I would say you I too. Am too, but too. Like these days, not really though.
I think it's about the attitude. I feel like for you, like your friendship registration club is closed. Like you're
I'm not looking
to make any more friends.
I know.
Versus she is obviously more open to making new friends.
Yeah.
I feel like it'll be over forever. And I'll tell you why. Yeah. And because like, right, there's the spectrum of like, he's like, I don't believe in adult friendships.
Right.
Versus like, because for me, I feel like we have such a long life to live.
Right.
You're telling me that like, you know, in Chinese, right, this concept of yuanfen.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that the yuanfen is dead?
It's so early? Not.
Wait, like, this like is going off on a tangent. Yeah. Have you guys, since you mentioned yuanfen, have you seen past lives?
I haven't. I haven't yet.
Please watch it. I've heard it's excellent.
I heard it's excellent.
Since you both have not watched it.
So I'm just like,
we'll do a podcast about it. How about
let's do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Is it popular enough to do?
Yes, it's super popular.
It's huge.
We were supposed to see it together.
I know.
But then it's not in the theater.
No, yeah, it's super popular. Yes.
And yes, that movie is talking about the concept of yuanfen.
So to me, what it feels like, and I know it's probably not what like Yi or other people feel like, it feels like it's like you're slamming the door and any potential person's face.
Well, so I feel like we all still continue to make friends.
Yeah.
It's just like the friendships are different now. Like we just made a new friend, Emily, right? That was check out our podcast with our new friend next door, guest, my colleague. Mm-hmm. Like I'm meeting people every day. I meet so many new people. Some of them I have, you know, I'll go out to coffee with them. Like, would you say that's a new friend? But the intensity isn't there. And I feel like that's what Yi's referring to is like, from like in the last 5 years, like I don't have intense friendships anymore.
I think you have to put in more effort into.
Have you guys had that? Like made a real new friend and like hung out with them a lot? Because I haven't really had that.
I have actually.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Because like I would say like, in the last like 5 years. I mean, we've gotten closer, but like, I mean, that's rare though. Like besides.
It is rare. I do think it's rare because, and I think it circles back to what we were saying. A tactic is like find people that are within your own life stage, right?
Yeah.
So, but that takes like work to be like, so what if you are the first person in your friend group that has a kid?
Yeah.
And you don't know anybody else.
New friends. Like,
you're like non-parent friends are probably going to taper off.
Yeah,
because it doesn't work time-wise.
Yeah, like legit logistical issues.
It's going to be more difficult. It's going to be more difficult.
Like just say goodbye. No, seriously, like when, like, think of your friends that have kids, like, you don't see them. Like, you still are rock solid friends.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, the intensity of the friendship is not there. You're not calling them all the time as you would. You're not hanging out with them once a week or once every 2 weeks.
But those people who are in this new life phase might make intense new friends with other people that are in that similar life phase.
I don't know if even it's though intense because you got kids. I'm sorry.
Like, I think it depends because you have kids, man, the trauma bond is real.
Trauma bond is real.
Think back to like when you first made friends. Okay, nothing compares to, here's a side question. When was your most prolific friend making period for you?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean like, by that? Quantity over quality, quality over quantity.
Both.
You know what I mean?
I would say both, like quantity and quality. Like, does that make sense?
It
like
does. This, it does. It
like
does.
For me, it was for sure college, because I'm making friends.
Wait, can you define quality?
Right. Okay, you define it. I'll define it after you.
The definitely. I mean, like, just like.
Are you talking about the intensity or like the frequency we meet?
Like every waking, you know, you're doing something socially every night.
Okay.
With the same people. With the same group of people.
I define the quality as the longevity and the strength of the friendship. Mm-hmm. Because for one summer I interned in California. Mm-hmm. I do not talk. We hung up every, well, actually, right. See, I talked to one of them still, one or two of them. Mm-hmm. So they are they've been adult friendships, and they will be lifelong friends for sure. Like we went on trips recently, but there were people that I hung out with every single day on that trip. Mm-hmm. We do not speak. So to me,
right.
So for me, it would probably be towards the end of college, mm-hmm. right in the beginning of getting a new job,
mm-hmm.
or maybe in like middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
in like middle school.
Mine also goes back.
Yeah. Like your posse of girlfriends, when did you make them?
Middle school. Like we were like 14 years old, 15 years old.
In Indo.
That's high school.
That's high school?
In the U.S.
Yeah.
14. We have like 3 years of, we call it junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Senior, yeah. So basically around that time we would hang out every day. Of course, because we go to the same school.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And every weekend we know that we're going to hang out with each other for sure, right? And so aww. We're like, oh, what are we going to make plans like? But then also that friendship lasts till today.
Yeah, see, that's rare. Because
I'm
in the same boat because most people, like ye thought it was so weird that my closest friends are ones that I've known since I was 9 years old.
But what about, okay, so I feel like because we talk about life stage. Mm. I'm in a different life. Like they're all obviously parents and like their kids are now growing up.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
So we don't trauma bond, you know, like their worries and concerns
but
are different.
But your bond was already made way before.
That's true. But then also like the depth of like the strength of first friendship is also different between me and like these, like I have like 6 girls in my posse, right? And like I could connect more to like a couple of them versus
and you have a new posse now, you know?
Yeah.
New York posse.
And then when I was in college, I have my like
college posse. Club posse. exactly.
We had like theater posse.
Theater posse.
Probably.
Yeah.
I do not talk to theater posse.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is like the people like.
Not for lack of trying. I try.
It definitely goes back to like Yuen Fen, like the movie that you guys were talking about. Like, there's a person from each of my different circles that I'm close to. Like, and the thing is, we might not talk often now, but like when you talk to them, it's like, you know, you have the shared memory, you know, but like new friendships, I would say it's pretty hard to make, but like I'm saying, it's just a different level. Like people from my building, like I've made a friend, I would say like it's a new friend. And like,
do you have a very loose definition?
You
of
have
friend?
A very loose definition of
yeah,
friend.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So.
I don't.
Because in my opinion,
an acquaintance.
Yes. That's an acquaintance.
No, I would call them a friend.
No.
Really?
Yes.
What crosses the threshold for you for a new friend? Have you made a new friend in the last 2 years?
So like I have. I have.
Uh huh. From work.
So you're gonna be like, that doesn't count, but it's like when you date somebody, that's a new friend. So that's like,
count.
See, I knew that he was gonna say that.
Hold on,
and then
why wouldn't that count?
Aside from your significant other, have you made a new friend?
But yeah, but
you're talking about your significant other's friends.
But so I would say I'm talking about the significant other, but I'm also talking about, like, let's say I would say in the last like 5 years, yes, from work.
No, like 2 years.
2 years.
That's a good sign. If like, are we making new friends?
That's what I'm saying. It's getting harder. No, not right? within the because right. 2 years is I moved to New York.
Yeah. Well, have you made a new friend since you moved to New York?
Wait, I mean, you have. So like.
And you got to define that.
So exactly, let's define it, because for me, it's like it's gotta last the test of time. And so I have made people that I've been able to trust, and I've shared myself and been vulnerable with.
Because 2 years is not
enough
time to really.
It's not enough time. So if we're talking about people that I've found that I've been willing to share and travel and be vulnerable with, yes. But you know, for me, if I'm like, I want to be your friend, like I want to be there for you. Like right. It's like the intense, I'm talking about in a real friendship. Cause like I meet people all the time. Like so I meet a friend every day.
But that's the thing. Like, we're it's different definitions.
It's right? different definitions.
Because for me, like I don't need to, what the term you were using, like be vulnerable with new people. Cause I've got my core people that I'll talk to about issues. Like I just don't need the input, because between these people, I got what I need.
I have enough input. Yeah.
So therefore for me, making a new friend is just simply for, in your book, it could be an acquaintance.
It is.
Right. Because like, I'm like,
but Mia has said she also has made new friends.
Yeah. Maybe. So for you, like, have you made new friends the last 2 years?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. But I wouldn't go so far as like I'm being vulnerable with them. And then only when I can become or only when I can be vulnerable with somebody do I consider them a friend.
OK, so you and I have very similar definitions.
But yours I would say like, further. Yeah, I think yours is even more loose.
Is my, in the
mine
middle,
is like,
mine is.
I spend time with them.
Outside
semi,
of work.
Of course, that's yes. Right. Like semi-regularly, like we share things together. Yeah. We like talk more regularly and like we communicate.
Here's my loose definition. As long as we do we something get along. Outside of work and outside of group things, that's a friend. Because that's so much effort. Like so much effort.
But I feel like these are just people that you pass
like every day.
By
that's
in
like
life.
Every day.
No, like I'm saying. Okay,
that every day.
No, like I don't spend alone time with anyone else but the people I spend alone time with. And so true. like when we go out, when I hang out with the, or when I do stuff with a friend alone or in a small group activity. So doing stuff
alone.
With work as a work activity does not count.
It does not count.
Right. Or doing something in a family induced activity, like a wedding.
What about a group friend hangout?
Yeah.
Does
that,
it count?
That counts.
Oh, it counts. Okay.
Yeah. Because you're with people specifically that you choose.
Yeah.
We do group hangouts. Yeah. Right. So that counts. So for me to like have a, like the two people I met in my building, like we don't talk every day.
We actually, there's another, Thomas. Thomas is a new friend for me in the last
like
2 years.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
Okay, I thought you guys knew each other.
Yeah.
But y'all are from California. How do you not know each other?
No, we didn't know each other. I did not know
okay,
him.
Okay, that counts.
See, that's a big
all right.
one.
All right.
Dude, this is all wild. Right. But I was on Facebook the other day. I don't go on Facebook a lot, but like I was on Facebook and then, you know, they give you like the throwback, right?
Yeah.
Like 7 years ago, this is from like 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
So like I was looking at this picture from many, many years ago. And then I saw a comment from Thomas where I'm like,
oh my God.
Like, did you know 10 him? Years ago?
Thomas knew Mia back in California.
Yeah.
But
they
knew of each other, but
they
didn't know
of each
other.
We
I didn't even know of him.
Yeah.
We would like run into each other occasionally.
I knew of him because of probably you. Like, I saw him in some pics.
When were you friends with, so Yi's friend Chippy?
That was also new
together.
Too.
Okay.
But that's, see, that's like 5 years. You know what I mean?
Got it,
that's
got
also
it,
a new
it.
One. A really,
for you? That's
yes.
That's 5 years in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like last 5 years.
So definitely see? Like, but like you would define it as like you, yeah, she stayed with you. I mean, that's,
yeah,
that's
a
real,
that's
so for
a
me,
real
like,
one.
As if we even had one, let's say two coffees outside or a dinner, like we're friends.
Two? No, it has to be more than that.
Dude,
no,
so
it has to be more than
no.
that.
No.
Okay.
That's why I said it requires
more effort. Let me do a looser definition, okay? So a friend, I would say, would be like somebody that you would be comfortable inviting to something you're hosting.
100%. Okay.
I don't.
All right.
I think
the tables have turned. So I think it's super easy. I've made a ton of new friends. Because like if I have an event, I'll invite everybody.
It's we're similar in that way. But like
right. Wait, what is an example of an event?
I haven't had one.
It's
the stuff I have, so it I hasn't invite happened. You guys. Like, I mean, like a more. I have not had a casual event because my wife doesn't want non-close friends over my house.
But if it
had I a larger place where I'm allowed to
if
have
he had a banquet
soiree,
call, if he had a banquet
would
hall,
invite
everyone.
In fact. You guys are, we're going to, I have to do a work event to invite you guys. Right? That's how like I want to do that at my own place, but yeah. I can't, right? And by the way, I'm having one guys next Thursday.
All right. All right. We'll think about it. Next Thursday?
Y'all going to be there. I'm going to invite this guy that I did a show with, this guy I was telling about. He's going to come to another show and I'm like, yo, man, I have an event next Thursday.
Okay, but I think that I would say, isn't that a good a definition of actual new friends when you are older is like you have had to have hung out a couple, at least more than a couple of times,
for sure.
And you feel comfortable inviting them to something 100%. That you're doing.
That's a new friend.
Okay, that's a new friend.
And the thing
I like
is,
how we spent almost half an hour just
defining
to define
it.
I think it's different for everybody.
I just think because it's harder to make friends that... If I'm even spending my own time, like that's a big commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're friends, but I don't make deep, deep, deep friendships anymore because you can only do that defined by your definition, which is over time.
Yes.
You would have to have started 20 years ago to have that.
Yes. Another tactic of how to make friends as an adult is think about people who you go back to the people that you knew.
Yeah.
Because I do think this goes back to like the yuanfen mm-hmm. term that we've been talking about, which just means like faded relationship. Mm-hmm. Because I think about this sometimes. I'm like, dude, if I, for example, like Dan, you and I, if we had not met like way back in the day, like we would not be friends like now.
Yeah,
and so
we might have the same friends group.
I think it would be difficult. I really think it'd be difficult. Probably. Anyway, I think it's like I think that's another tactic. Mm-hmm. Like people that you already knew, reconnecting with people that you already knew.
I also think life is long. I'm only 40. I think in the next 30 years, I will make talk to me in 30 years. I think I might have a different friends group.
Ooh.
Right? No, I mean like because. What
I
if
will talk to you in 30 years with my dentures on and be like, Dan, did you make friends?
Like, what if I, what I'm saying is like, there could possibly be people I meet now that I have a close friendship with for 30 years.
That's true.
In that case, those are my closer friends. Because I've seen it happen with people around me who made friends for the last 20 years, but they're just older than me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Like, they're in their 60s and they met somebody in their 40s and now mm-hmm. that 20-year rock solid friendship mm-hmm. happened in the last 20 years, right?
But inject that youth energy, Dan, into this friendship.
But
that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying like you have to be open to cultivating that. Like, some people just aren't even, you know what I mean? Like close the door.
True. Yeah, I don't think my door is closed. I mean, like, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not.
We'll talk to you in 30 years.
Yeah, like, I guess, I don't know. For you guys, it's different, I think. I guess like, I don't think about a lot of times how to make new friends. I'm just like, I have my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I make like acquaintance friends.
Mm.
And I think that's fine. Because we all got, you know.
I do think that's a good concept. Like, is it fine to like have your friendships like slow down? And I totally think it is.
Yes. It's life. Life evolves.
True, but you know also to your point, we still have a long life ahead of us. So if it's already slowing down now, where like it's going to be even worse 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
Maybe.
It's going to halt like even before your life ends.
I mean,
like that's
like,
kind of sad to think
well,
about.
Well, no, because think about your parents. Right? Like my parents, when they had, when I, my dad still has like close friends he had from college. So I think it's possible.
I think that's why I look at my parents. So like my mom was really great at making friends. And then like, because I think it depends on your, the person's personality.
Right.
I see people who are old and I'm like, you didn't keep in touch with anybody and you are like more lonely. Yeah. And I don't think it's guaranteed. It takes work.
It
to
takes
like maintain
work. Yeah.
And to be open and things like that.
I would say too, like just cause I don't spend time with them. I think I have friends. I would categorize them as friends.
Mm.
Even like, you know, like at Radiance, I made
mm-hmm.
friends with clients.
Mm-hmm,
that was 11 years ago. Yo-Yo Ma. Actually, he never came. No, it was not. He never came.
Oh.
Yo-Yo Ma, I don't think he did.
I thought.
You think about Keanu Reeves?
I thought it was Keanu.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to him.
Really?
No.
Those were the two celebrities, I thought. Yo-Yo Ma and Keanu Reeves.
Yo-Yo Ma, I'm not. I don't. I'm not.
Where did this even come from?
I could care less about Yo-Yo Ma.
But I think he was there.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't really
care. Keanu.
Keanu is like
Keanu was
one.
There?
Yeah.
I did not get to talk to him, so he didn't know of my existence. To this day, we're not friends, unfortunately. No, but a lot of the patrons, like, we still
there were regulars.
Leave comments. We'll like comment on each other's Facebook stuff. It's really, I mean, I consider them friends, even though probably haven't seen them in like 10 years, right? But that interaction that led to friendship. Is the foundation is there. And they're like way older than me. Like older couples, like in their 60s. Like I love older couple friends. And I'm great with, like, the thing is, he doesn't make friends easy. But I'm like, oh, I would love to go hang out with them. You know, like, they're in their 50s. We get along. That's why I also love going to Montana so much, because he's one of her best friends from BuzzFeed. And this is like literally one of the only friends she's made in the last like 10 years that I've known her. I love her parents. So I feel like we could be like friends.
Yeah.
Even though they're older than me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's too funny.
But yeah. Anyways, it's just like vibes. Cause like I would definitely cultivate that friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just if I had the time, or like we would do stuff alone, you know. I think I get along with older people, way older than me, more than like younger people.
Yeah, yeah. But I
don't get this young generation. I'm sorry.
But I get what you're saying in terms of, because this is why to elaborate a little bit more. It's like I think of the people that I was friends with before, and like people go through different life phases, and like some people stay.
Yeah.
But some people don't stay.
That's right.
And so it feels like, okay, if it gets harder and harder to make friends, if we fast forward to the future, if we're lucky enough to be there, it's like, what, like, how, like it could just slow down, and you might just be I could see how that fear of loneliness or fear of like the community shrinking and not having
but
that
you'll
support.
Have your significant other.
You hope.
You have your siblings.
You hope.
You hope.
Nothing is guaranteed. Like, yes, no, I think that, like, you're right. Like, looking at
this
it on the bright
morbid.
Side.
I mean, right now, like, the newest friends I made, like, my colleagues, they're 50s. I love, like, we legit will hang out, we'll go skiing, we'll play basketball, we'll talk on the phone. Mm. Like, they're like my legit friends now. Like, my friends group are like 50 year old dudes. Like, we can relate to each other more.
In what way?
Everything. Like, because I learn from people a lot, and so I value like their experiences in life, not just like successful work, but family, right? So if they have a good family, not divorced, I'm like, wow, I admire that.
Mm-hmm.
So I naturally gravitate, and I'm a fun dude and I like everything, right? So I generally can gravitate towards, and they have time. See, their kids are grown.
That's true.
They have the time.
That is true.
Ben and Helena, like, Ben has
they're
no time.
In the thick of it right now.
Yeah, they're
in
the thick of it. And, you know, we try to hang out with each other, but there's no time.
There's no time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas these 50-year-olds, their kids are about to go to college.
Life stage.
And we, like, my last three friends are 50. It's amazing. And, like, we talk, like, and their husbands or their wives. I'm like, dude, you're awesome.
I love it.
Like, you know,
this
what I mean?
This is making me think more strategically about targeting.
Like,
no,
if
I think you're right.
My apartment's tiny.
Yeah.
But if I ever had a bigger apartment, you guys would meet these. I would invite you guys, and I'd invite, like, here's my new friends. And they'd be like, wow, Dan, you're so cool. I have a very diverse friends group.
Yeah, I definitely think it's helpful to keep a positive outlook on the folks that you have yet to meet and the folks that will stay. And I think tactically, I think we've thought of like actual thing. If you're struggling to make adult friends, it's like, one, find people who are in your life phase, aka you have time, they
That's
have
right.
time. You have kids, they have kids.
Match it up.
You're struggling with this, they're struggling, whatever. what was that? Oh, second one. Make friends with an extroverted person who has lots of friends.
That's right.
Yeast tactic. Yep. And then the third one I think we said was reconnect with somebody who right. like you have that established time with. Maybe you haven't talked to them in a long time, but it'll be easier to connect with somebody.
Also the fourth one, like I met a new friend through Eric playing Magic cards, right?
Shared hobbies,
but in person.
In person.
This guy, like, I'm not that close to this guy, but we play Magic, but like I like him a lot. Mm. So I would consider us friends. Mm. And it'll evolve. Maybe one of these days it'll be not just for Magic. But and I ran into him on the street randomly one day, like doing my showing. And it was like weird. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, I live over there. I was like, I'm showing an apartment over there.
My gosh. I never I'll run into week. People.
I do all the time. Like, randomly in New York
City.
That's
awesome. Like, that's wild. I like that. Weird. A lot of people don't random. Like that. They're like, worst nightmare. Yeah. But
like, oh my God.
Also, last but not least, like I think you said the key word, you like people. Mm-hmm. So you need to want to make,
you need to see the value in building your community.
Yes, yes. Because you need to put in time and effort to build friendships.
Like after talking to you guys, I'm like, I actually made, in my definition, I've made a ton of new friends. That might not be your
contrary definition. To popular belief.
Because I think like Mia is represent. There's a ton of people that don't like people.
Yeah.
That don't like putting in any effort is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And like if you, I think there's a reality there, right? If you don't put in the effort, like you will lose people in your life. You will.
Right.
So I think that's not something not to forget as well.
Yep. Yep.
I think we've covered. I
like this.
Oh, the last one. Start a podcast. and just like with friends.
That's your
honestly. Like wait. Actually, honestly, like starting stuff because like we would not hang out as much if we didn't.
I agree.
Have this.
Yeah.
This is a big reason why I think.
I agree.
That cultivates our friendship for sure.
Yeah.
Because again, as adults, it's hard. You don't have this like standing thing where you're quote unquote set or forced to do stuff. It's difficult.
Sure. I mean, but the shared, like we like outdoorsy things, games, doing like karaoke, basketball. Like, I mean, it helps to have like activities that we can all do together.
Totally. Yeah. Yes. Right? Yes. I think that's true. That's true.
But anyways, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, tell us if we missed one. Maybe there's a tactic that you know that we didn't talk about. Share with us.
Bribing.
Leave a comment. Pay people.
Straight up pay people.
Straight up. You my friend.
Tell us what you think. Definitely share with us if you like this topic and if we missed anything. And we will see you guys on the next one. Bye.
Bye.